SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Pentagon says the deployment of National Guard members and Marines to quell immigration protests and protect federal facilities in L.A. is costing $134 million. Appearing before a congressional panel, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth relied on Acting Comptroller Bryn Woolcott McDaniel for the actual total, noting the funds will draw on operations and maintenance accounts. Hegseth also summarized accomplishments during his first months in his position.
President Trump has charged me with focusing on warfighting, lethality, meritocracy, standards, and readiness. It's exactly what we're doing. We're focused on what's important, warfighting and warriors.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has ousted the entire CDC Vaccine Advisory Committee. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
In a move sparking criticism from major physicians and public health groups, Kennedy removed all 17 members of a scientific committee. That panel advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on how to use vaccines. Kennedy, who has been a leading anti-vaccine activist, argued that the members had too many conflicts of interest, and he pledged to replace them with his own picks. Critics say his actions are dangerous and unprecedented. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
Austrian authorities say at least 10 people, including the gunman, have been killed in a shooting at a school in the Austrian city of Graz.
Graz police say they believe the assailant acted alone. The situation has now been secured, which means there's no further danger to the population, but there have been several fatalities. On the shooter, Jürgen adds, the facts are still being established. Mayor Ilka Kahr described the events as a terrible tragedy, the Austria press agency reports. It added the fatalities included students and at least one adult.
That's Charles Della Desma. The Dow up 100 points, the Nasdaq adding 39. This is SRN News. Parents win a court battle in Florida.
Moms and dads in Naples objected to plans for an open-air drag show in honor of Gay Pride Month, fearing that children in the vicinity would see it. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals agreed, ruling that the show, which features men dressed as women, could only be held indoors. Liberty Counsel represented the plaintiffs and issued a statement saying, quote, "The First Amendment does not protect an obscene drag performance in full view of a children's playground." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Giving to the Catholic Church has fallen sharply in recent years as the full extent of the global priest sex abuse scandal has come into focus. After hitting a high of $101 million in 2006, tithes to the Catholic Church hovered around $75 million during the 2010s, then fell to $47 million during the first year of the pandemic. The Vatican is still immensely wealthy, with a value as much as $15 billion. This is SRN News. The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, has reached a tentative contract deal with several video game companies that may bring an end to the almost year-long strike that is tied to the use of artificial intelligence. The terms of a strike suspension agreement could be finalized with the companies very soon. Throngs of people gathered Saturday in a scenic Minneapolis neighborhood for the sharpening of a gigantic pencil.
The 20-foot-tall pencil was sculpted out of a mammoth oak at the home of John and Amy Higgins. The beloved tree was damaged in a storm a few years ago, but the Higginses saw it not so much as a loss, but as a chance to give the tree new life. The sharpening ceremony on their front lawn has evolved into a spectacle that draws hundreds of people to the Lake of the Isles neighborhood, complete with music and pageantry. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.